Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Inmate Beard Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On October 7, 2014, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Holt v. Hobbs. This case concerns whether the Arkansas Department of Corrections grooming policy, which generally prohibits inmates from growing beards, save for a narrow health-based exception, violates the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, by impermissibly burdening the religious liberty of a Muslim inmate seeking to grow a half-inch beard for religious reasons. To discuss the case, we have Jordan Lawrence, who is Senior Counsel and Senior Vice President of the Office of Strategic Initiatives for Alliance Defending Freedom. As always, the Federalist Society takes no positions on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Lawrence.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I did go up to the Supreme Court today to watch this case. It's called Holt v. Hobbs and is one of the first cases where the Supreme Court had to deal with the RLUIPA statute, the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. And this is basically what happened in the case. The prisoner, Holt, is a convert to Islam. And Islam requires people to men to grow beards. The prison in Arkansas, where he is, prohibits beards except for quarter-inch beards for men that have skin conditions requiring them to grow out their hair so they don't become, for example, ingrown if they shave the normal way. The Eighth Circuit affirmed the rule, and the prisoner had a handwritten cert petition, kind of like Gideon v. Wainwright. You know, most of the time these prisoner petitions are routinely turned down, but this guy was, the one in a thousand or whatever the odds are that got granted review. And after that happened, somehow, and I'm not even quite sure how this happened, Doug Laycock, now law professor at the University of Virginia, was brought in to represent the prisoner. This was his fifth time that he's argued at the Supreme Court, so he has some familiarity with the process that was going on there. Just some highlights of the oral argument and maybe some big picture thing that I would say here is that the state of Arkansas justifies this policy based on the fact that it has security concerns that express themselves two ways, that you can hide contraband in a beard and that it would be easy for an escaped prisoner to alter his appearance by growing a beard, escaping, and then shaving his beard. You know, kind of like how Harrison Ford did in the movie The Fugitive, if you remember that, and I'm sure the prisoners pay attention to those kinds of things. One fun fact about the oral argument is that the attorney from the Attorney General's Office of Arkansas was a student of Doug Laycock's when Laycock taught at the University of Texas. So there was sort of this Obi-Wan Kenobi battling the Darth Vader kind of a thing at the, from the first Star Wars movie. But it wasn't quite that dramatic, but it was still kind of an interesting thing I found out. Here are some my highlights of the oral arguments. I think that the court is going to rule in favor of the prisoner, and they seemed almost to think that this was an easy case. But what they're concerned about are the cases that are to come. They're definitely concerned about how a requirement imposed by this federal statute requiring that any imposition on a sincere religious belief, thus the government must justify with a compelling state interest done in the least restrictive means. Well, how do you reconcile that or mesh that with prison situations where they have their significant security concerns? This, to me, was a really big question that the justices seemed to wrestle with. So they seemed to latch on in this case that the fact that the prison said there was a policy that said that prisoners could grow beards for medical reasons, but they couldn't grow them for religious reasons. So it was almost like, okay, we're going to, rule in favor of the prisoner, with your concerns about them shaving their beards like Harrison Ford did in The Fugitive. Well, then take a picture of the prisoners when they're clean shaven and after they have the beard. You can't hide much in a half-inch beard. That's not very long at all. And And you know, so the contraband hiding just really isn't that serious. Now, there was some question that Justice Scalia, and this was sort of an interesting thing, was this the right case? He brought up the fact that Islam generally teaches that men are supposed to grow full beards, not half-inch beards. And that, if this was his religious belief, Scalia said something like that, you know, that the religious beliefs are based on a principle, and you don't negotiate your principles. So this really bothered him, that maybe, you know, that this guy should be arguing for a full beard, which comes out in many cases, and that maybe this was improvidently granted, and that they should dig the case, deny the petition as improvidently granted. Now, one of the other things is that sometimes in these oral arguments, you will get, they were looking for the case that was beyond this. What about full beards? What about really long hair? And then I think even beyond that, you know, what about sweat lodges? What about, you know, just all sorts of things? Justice Ginsburg brought up that there was a whole series of cases before RLUIPA statute was passed, I believe it was in the year 2000, that upheld practices that are these now going to have to be relitigated. So, for example, there would be prisons that banned racist literature that would foment race-based conflict in the prisons. And the Supreme Court said that was okay because of the security concerns. Well, would that have to all be relitigated under RLUIPA? And Doug Laycock basically said, yes, it was. So I think that they're almost looking beyond for the next case with all of this. And again, like I said, it was almost as if they were somewhat bored almost with the specific case that was before them. We also had this situation that will sometimes happen where one of the attorneys will say something that seems like a surprise. Now, I've argued at the Supreme Court. I've seen and helped many other people with their cases before the Supreme Court. And it's always interesting to me how you'll have these cases where they've been litigated through like three levels of courts. They've been in the court system 5 or 10 years. And then somebody says something for the first time that this is makes a factual assertion that people say, wait, that's not in the record, or that's not true. Oh, yes, it is in the record. And they get this kind of factual dispute that kind of arises for the first time. And there were a couple of those that came up at the hearing today. One of them was, does the medical beard exception actually exist or not? And Doug Laycock says there is a policy that says you can have a quarter-inch beard. And Arkansas, the attorney for Arkansas, disputed that, saying that there wasn't such a policy. But then when he was pressed, he said, well, the policy, yeah, it does say a quarter-inch, but really how it works out in real life is that these prisoners go and get shaved with barber clippers every couple of days. So they have this sort of, you know, 3-day, you know, growth, you know, like, I don't know, like Yasser Arafat or something like that. And that it's really not an official policy. Well, that to me just sort of throws this sort of weird factual dispute kind of smoke grenade into a case. And I'm just not sure that this is really going to help the state of Arkansas very much that they brought this up. The other thing that seemed to get a little more traction was this fact that the way that Arkansas runs its prison system that they kept saying is different than other prisons, and that they put them in barracks and have them march outside each day to work outside the confines of the prison, which brought these issues of contraband smuggling in the beards and changing their identity by, you know, escaping and then shaving their beards were much more significant. And this seemed to take everybody off, like everybody, the justices seemed to be surprised. What, they're in barracks, they're not in actual cells, and they go outside most every day? Yeah, they, you know, outside the prison walls. And I think that's another factual dispute that's going to have to be cleared up as to what that means. Now, of course, and I'll just wrap this up with here, there was humor that came forth. And so I took notes of these so I could share these to end with. These are two of the more funnier moments that happened at the oral argument. Justice Kagan was playing the straight man here with, and Scalia got the zinger line. And Kagan was asking the lawyer for the state of Arkansas whether there's some sort of balance This might have been the Solicitor General too. That I'm trying to remember now. It was one or the other. The SG's office came in favor of the prisoner in this case. But Justice Kagan was asking, is there a point where accommodating a prisoner's religious beliefs is so expensive that becomes a compelling state interest, that the expense? And the SG basically said, yes, it would at some point, or it was the attorney for Arkansas, and I just don't remember right now. Scalia then interrupted and said, this is a compelling state interest. The government could raise taxes if it's too expensive and deal with it that way. And there was, of course, laughter in the audience. The other thing was they were talking about, you know, if you have a half-inch beard, which isn't very long, what could you smuggle in there? And Alito talked about hiding a SIM card or a revolver in your half-inch beard. And that, again, evoked laughter from the audience. I think we're probably going to see a 9-0 decision in this, maybe with some concurrences. But I think what was really going on here was people struggling with how to enforce this statute that has a pretty strong protection for prisoners in their high secured environment of a state prison.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.